Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Guard Your Heart, Cooperating with God. In this session, we'll be looking at John chapter 12, verses 20 to 43, Blinders of the Heart. Let's read our text in John chapter 12, beginning with verse 20. Now there were certain Greeks among those who came to worship at the feast. Then they came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida of Galilee, and asked him, saying, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip came and told Andrew, and in turn Andrew and Philip told Jesus. But Jesus answered them, saying, "The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Most assuredly I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, my Father will honor. Now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? But for this purpose I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." And then a voice came from heaven saying, "I have both glorified it and will glorify it again." Therefore the people who stood by and heard it said that it had thundered. Others said an angel had spoken to him. Jesus answered and said, "The voice did not come because of me, but for your sake. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be cast out. And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all peoples to myself." This he said, signifying by what death he would die. The people answered him, "We have heard from the law that the Christ remains forever. And how can you say the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?" And then Jesus said to them, "A little while longer the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he's going. But while you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light." These things Jesus spoke and departed and was hidden from them. But although he had done so many signs before them, they did not believe in him. That the word of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spoke, "Lord, who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?" Therefore, they could not believe, because Isaiah again said, "He has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, lest they should see with their eyes, lest they should understand with their hearts, and turn, so that I should heal them." These things Isaiah said when he saw his glory and spoke of him. Nevertheless, even among the rulers, many believed in him, but because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue, for they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. The Lord spoke of people who wanted to follow God, but couldn't hear or see the truth of the kingdom. They were confused, but why? It was because they tried to relate to God by viewing God's kingdom as if it were another earthly kingdom. More powerful, but just another earthly kingdom. They were blinded to the truth. So let's consider what Jesus said here in John chapter 12. And let's explore three blinders of the heart that we need to deal with if we're to see it or hear and see the truth. First, there is a preoccupation that blinds us to the truth. Verses 28 and 29. We must recognize the reality of two very different worlds. Our lives are affected by two worlds. Notice the other world concepts that are mentioned in our text. Glorifying the Son of Man. Losing life to find life. A voice from heaven. Healthy eyes and ears that are blind and deaf to spiritual things, and understanding hearts. John chapter 12, verses 28 and 29. Jesus said, Father, glorify your name. And then a voice came from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. Therefore, the people who stood by and heard it said that it had thundered. Others said, an angel had spoken to him. We know how to comprehend things with our mind, but how do you understand with your heart? When Jesus was asked why he taught with parables, he said, parables communicate spiritual truth that cannot be understood by those with a callous heart. Those who are consumed with the things of this world will never see the truth of God, of Christ's kingdom. A preoccupation with this world blinds from the truth. It blinds us to the truth. Second, there is a consequence of rejecting the truth. Look at verses 35 down to verse 37. Well, there's an increase of intensity in Jesus' words as he moves from talking about two different worlds to discussing rejection of the truth. He presents a threefold flow of spiritual consequence of rejecting truth. Satan conceals. The Bible reveals that Satan conceals the truth from unbelievers. Paul states in 2 Corinthians 4:4 that the God of this age has blinded those who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. So Satan conceals, individuals choose. Satan is a powerful enemy. But God's word also states that individuals choose to follow or reject Christ. Verse 35 and 36. Then Jesus said to them, a little while longer, the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he's going. While you have the light, believe in the light that you may become sons of light. These things Jesus spoke and departed and was hidden from them. And then in verse 37, he emphasized personal accountability for rejecting the truth. But although he had done many things before them, they did not believe in him. So Satan conceals, individuals choose, and then God closes. God closes the door of opportunity. He's loving and compassionate, but he's also holy and just. John chapter 12, again, verses 39 to 41. Therefore, they could not believe because Isaiah said again, he has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, lest they should see with their eyes, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them. These things Isaiah said when he saw his glory and spoke of him. The consequence of rejecting the truth is a heart closed by God. And then third, there are barriers that keep us from the truth. Verse 20, verse 25, verse 43. Spiritual reality demonstrates that there is a possibility of missing what God wants us to experience. It's because of barriers that prevent us from receiving the truth. There's the lack of instruction barrier. Verse 20. Now there were certain Greeks among those who came up to worship at the feast. These Greeks were seeking the truth, and Andrew took them to see Jesus. Often our blindness is simply the result of a lack of knowledge. We need to continue to grow in faith by instruction in and application of God's word. And there's the lure of the world barrier. Verse 25. He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Jesus consistently taught that this world could seduce you to the extent that you miss eternal life. In the parable of the sower, Jesus warned of the thorns of the world, worries, pleasures, wealth, that choke out the word of God. And then the loss of identity barrier. Verse 43. They love the praise of men more than the praise of God. This is the saddest hindrance to receiving the truth. Many believed but were afraid to confess Jesus as their Lord. Why? We're created by God and for God. When we look to other people or things to validate our lives, we lose our identity. Much of our frustration in life and in our faith is due to seeking fulfillment from some source outside of Christ. Much peace is lost and much joy is missed because we are more concerned about the opinions of sinful man instead of the promises of a loving Savior. Barriers can keep us from recognizing, receiving the truth. One of the most recognized invitation hymns is "Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus." We often limit the message of the song to salvation, but listen to the words as a Christian trying to deal with this world we live in. O soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's light for a look at the Savior and life more abundant and free. Through death into life everlasting, he passed and we follow him there. Over us sin no more hath dominion, for more than conquerors we are. His word shall not fail you, he promised. Believe him and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying, his perfect salvation to tell. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Will you turn your eyes toward Jesus and let him speak to your heart so that the blinders of your heart can be removed, that you may be able to receive his truth? You consider all that, and you have a great day.